I'm Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Etta Lucille Reed Baker played the Piedmont Blues for nearly 90 years. She was born in Caldwell County, North Carolina, to a family of African American, Native American, and European American heritage. Her father, Boone Reed, began teaching her a unique ragtime-influenced style of fingerpicking when she was only 3 years old. She became an accomplished blues player on her six-string and 12-string guitars, as well as her five-string banjo. While vacationing one weekend in Blowing Rock in 1956, Etta and her husband Lee overheard a young man named Paul Clayton playing the guitar. Lee bragged on Etta's musicianship, and Paul asked her to play one for him. 1 week later, Clayton traveled to Etta and Lee's home in Morganton and recorded five of her original tunes. Her music became part of a compilation album called Instrumental Music of the Southern Appalachians that same year. One of these, One Dime Blues, became a signature tune for Etta. Aspiring fingerstyle players who could get a good lick on the tune were often considered to be one-diming it. Her version of Railroad Bill and her original tune, Knoxville Rag, written while performing at the World's Fair in Knoxville in 1982, are highlights of Etta's enduring legacy. Etta practiced her two-finger picking style an hour every day in addition to raising 9 children with her musician husband. After working for 26 years in a textile mill in Morganton, she quit at age 60 to become a professional musician. And at the age of 78, she cut her first album. In 1991, she received the National Endowment for the Arts National Heritage Fellowship and toured with old-time music revivalists Mike Seeger and David Holt. In 2004, she collaborated on a landmark record with bluesman Taj Mahal. Etta passed away in 2006 at age 93, but her legacy lives on. Her playing has influenced hundreds of musicians, including the likes of Bob Dylan, Taj Mahal, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Look for the life-size bronze sculpture of Etta Baker at the entrance of the City of Morganton Municipal Auditorium.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the road.
The Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.